During the budget debate last session, State Representatives Gordon Dove and John Schroeder butted heads.
Well, I just believe this is a dangerous road you're going down on economic development. That's what makes the state go.
Representative Dove, let me answer your question. We got $6 billion in incentives. We have to have a balanced budget. And what's dangerous is I don't know where else we're going to go cut some money.
Both are Republican. Republicans who gained control of the State House of Representatives in the 2010 election cycle could have steamrolled the budget-making process. But a sect of the Republican Party splintered off. The fiscal hawks pushed for more conservative spending practices, while others wanted to hold on to tax incentives.
And I think we saw from the last session, what happens as a party gains success is they often then splinter off into factions. And so you have groups like the fiscal hawks coming together and going, that's not what we ran for. That's not what we wanted.
Kirby Goidel is a political communications professor at LSU. He says there's a point of diminishing returns when one party holds too much power. Because it's easier to get agenda items passed when one party is bigger, factions typically try to take advantage of that power. Representative Lance Harris is the leader of the Republican delegation in the House. He is also a member of the Fiscal Hawks. He says the party isn't fracturing, they're having a healthy debate.
It's only natural that you're going to have discussions about anything that comes up legislatively. I believe that's part of the process, and that's something that we respect as a delegation.
Harris points out the party did stick together to block federal dollars for expanding Medicaid. But Goidel says having a unified front may backfire, too. He compares political power to a thermostat.
When Democrats get too much power and control, the room gets too hot, and so the voters turn the thermostat. And when Republicans get too much power and authority, they turn it back up.
The Democrats are hoping to find an opportunity to mount a comeback. Karen Carter Peterson is a senator and the head of the state Democratic Party. Peterson, a frequent and vocal critic of Governor Bobby Jindal's policies like vouchers, cuts to higher ed, and public-private hospital partnerships, hopes Democrats will make a comeback in the 2015 governor's race.
When he leaves office, we're hopeful that in 2015, a strong Democrat gets elected governor to clean up.
Goidel says the next governor's election will be vital in telling the political future of Louisiana. Will the thermostat tilt too far to the Republican side, urging voters to put a Democrat in office? Will the party fracture and split the vote? Or will it be a stage for one Republican splinter group to establish a firm direction for the party?
You have a supermajority, but who's in charge? And who's going to get them to do, you know, to move the policy in the direction that you want it to go?
Senator Peterson has still another theory for what will turn the tide, voter education. Other southern states are showing signs of growing more Democratic, most dramatically in Texas. But Texas has growing minority and youth populations. Louisiana does not. Democrats will have to find a way to convert residents that are already here, and Republicans may help them do it. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.